There was this pianist, and he was auditioning for a club owner. And the club owner said, well, show me what kind of thing you can do. And he played, sat down, started playing the piano, and it was so beautiful, such a complex pattern of notes. It was like Rachmaninoff on acid. At the end of it, the nightclub owner said, bloody marvellous, I think that's the most beautiful piece of music I think I've heard in years. What's it called? And he said, shut up or I'll cut your head off and I'll fuck you down your throat. Club owner said, I'm sorry. He said, was that the title? And he said, yeah. Okay, have you got any more music? And he said, yes, I've got a lot. I played another, even more magnificent piece. Club owner says, yeah, that was also very beautiful. Got a title, is it? He said, yeah, bend over and I'm going to fuck you up the arse. I say, okay. Well, you've got the job. I'd like you to start tonight. Just do me a favour, will you? Could you just not tell the audience what the titles of the pieces are? But I work on these titles really hard, you know. I work on them as much as I work on the music. Yes, I understand that, and I appreciate that. Just, please, just keep stum about when they're called. So, all right. So he starts playing that night to an enraptured audience. Lots of applause after the first piece. And so I'll zip the lip, and I'll get on with the next bit. And they're standing on their chairs by the end of that piece, and he can't contain himself. So I've got to tell them what these things are called. I'll lose my job if I tell them. I'll just keep quiet. And so he plays the third lavish, this euphoric piece of symphonic material, and the audience is wailing in absolute passion. And he goes off to this virtual standing ovation, and he goes out so tense that he runs off to the lavatory. Jerks off out of frustration. He comes and he's just leaning against the wall. And a guy comes on said, stagehand says, do you know your cock's hanging out and there's spunk all over your tie? He says, know it, I wrote it.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever been an audience standing ovation and just wanted to say, fuck off? Have you ever wanted to
juxtapose? Have I ever been at one?
No, when you've had the audience in your hands, have you ever felt like, you know, almost doing the opposite of what you're supposed to do? Or have you just been...
Yeah, I've had the nights. Or the usual sullen walk off and just not coming back on again, and just fucking off in the car, going out for the night instead of going back and doing encores and things like that.
You're smiling.
Oh, it's kind of a nice thing to do.
Is that arrogance?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It is,
yeah. Of course, it is. It's broad working class arrogance, elevated to high art.